all with you. You can't be serious at 5:50. More on the great Tommy Tuberville quote on Lubbock at 5:40. This is another Chris Cornell creation, I take it. This is your chance to have the floor to discuss Chris Cornell, who passed away earlier
today. I
don't
think he can hear us.
I don't think Mitch is paying any attention at all.
Well, he's not.
No, literally, this is funny.
We're just looking right at him.
His headphones are right there. Look it up at the computer now.
Well, now he's talking. Oh, he's talking down the line.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'll let him off the hook.
Okay, you can say your piece about Chris Cornell.
Well, it's
sad. I mean, I know the band Soundgarden, and I know, what's the other one, Audioslave. I know of them. I know that I know some of the songs, but it just was never my thing. I never got into it. I've been surprised by the response by most people. I mean, it seems like virtually everybody on my social media feeds have had something have been touched by him, I suppose is a good way to say it. They've had something to say today about Chris Cornell passing away. So I know it's a huge story. It's just one that has not really personally affected me much.
Well, I'll admit that I wasn't as connected to the bands that he was in, but I really enjoyed some of his individual work, especially stuff that he's done in the last 10 years. And Nearly Forgot My Broken Heart was a really, really good song from 2015. A really good music video with Eric Roberts in the video as well. And then he did a really cool theme, the first theme for the first Daniel Craig James Bond movie, Casino Royale, back in 2006. He did an awesome song with that was paired with some amazing artwork. And so that's really what I knew him from were those two things to begin with. But he was a very, very talented guy, and pretty sad to see the news today.
I apologize for writing on the outline "some dude died" that Mitch got mad about and Snapchatted me. My apologies for that. Here are a couple quotes from Gene Taylor that I thought were at least of note and of interest. And give credit to Tim Everson, who used to be with the Collegian, now is out in Dodge City at the Dodge City Globe. The Capacker tour rolled through there, and he put out just a Q&A with K-State Athletic Director Gene Taylor from the event. This has not gotten much of a mention, but I did think this was worth bringing up because remember the hoopla, the headlines surrounding what happened when General Myers, after the introductory press conference for Gene Taylor, got his words twisted somewhat and just, I think, was not quite careful enough in how he responded to questioning about Bruce Weber and a contract extension. Bruce Weber, just to refresh your memory, has 1 year left after the season on that deal. I mean, it's coming up on time where typically you would extend a coach. But President Meyer, here's the quote from Gene Taylor after President Meyer's comments from that day. The question was just, can you address a possible extension for Bruce Weber? And here is part of what he had to say. He says, quote, "It came out like there was going to be an extension, and that's not how he meant it. What he meant was, I've hired the guy. He needs to work that out, and that's on my plate." So if we're going to parse those words here, he's basically saying that Richard Meyer's words got somewhat taken out of context, and it just wasn't stated the way that he necessarily wanted it to be. And I'm glad to see this because that was what I said at the time. I mean, I'm having to do radio interviews on other stations where they're really coming at me like, are you sure that that's what it is? I was like, it's pretty easy to see here. Richard Myers just doesn't speak to us in the sports media all that often. And I think in some ways probably misjudged what the fan reaction would be to any kind of talk about a Bruce Weber contract extension. I understand and tried to say at the time, look, even if you did an extension, you can do it without giving him more money and just doing it to help him in recruiting. It's just a, maybe facade is the wrong word, but like window dressing for something, and it's not actually going to be all that substantive. You can do an extension like that and it's going to be fine. Plus, I didn't think that his comments meant they had decided, okay, you are going to extend him, Gene Taylor. I didn't take it like that at all. A lot of people did and just wanted to see the headline that came out after it, K-State talking about contract extension with Bruce Weber, and knee-jerk react one way. So this is just further confirmation that it is what we had suspected at the time, and you don't need to still be freaking out about
it. It was just very misinterpreted in the world of 140 characters or less, because, you know,
yes,
when you're talking about that on social media, there's room for a headline.
Once again, to repeat what the National Weather Service in Topeka just reported, There is now a tornado warning for southwestern Wabunsee in northeastern Morris County until 6 o'clock. It was at 5:30, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located 4 miles northwest of Council Grove Lake. And it's moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Tornado and baseball size hail possible with this storm. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. So please, if you are in this area, please move to a safe area. This dangerous storm will be near Alta Vista around 5:50. Once again, Alta Vista around 5:50. And we will repeat that this is a tornado warning for southwestern Wabunsee and northeastern Morris until 6 o'clock. Now, keep in mind, there is still a severe thunderstorm warning. A severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Riley County until 6 o'clock. This is still moving north at 35 miles per hour. Locations impacted include western Manhattan, Ogden, Riley, Leonardville, Tuttle Creek Lake, and Keats. There's still one more severe thunderstorm warning in effect right now. This is until 6 o'clock, and it is for southwestern Wabunsee, southeastern Gary, eastern Morris until 6 o'clock, which at 5:08, the severe thunderstorm located near Council Grove Lake, it's moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Alta Vista, Dwight, Wilsey, and Parkerville. And once again, that's until 6 o'clock. But just a reminder, a tornado warning has been issued for southwestern Wabunsee and northeastern Morris until 6 o'clock at 5:30, located 4 miles northwest of Council Grove Lake. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was spotted, and it is moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. There is still a tornado watch for our entire listening area. It includes Riley, Gary, Pottawatomie, and the surrounding counties until 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, okay. We'll take it back. Do you want to finish your thought there on the first part of the Gene Taylor quote that was about Bruce Weber?
What were we talking about again?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, he confirms basically that there's no decision that's been made about the contract extension, and that General Myers' words got really taken and run with and twisted a bit from what he said after that introductory press conference for Gene Taylor. Now, the other thing was he took a question about the Associated Press report regarding the University of Iowa and what happened there. And if just to catch you up to speed, basically Iowa lost a lawsuit by a former employee in the athletic department who had said basically she was doing the same work as Gene Taylor but being paid, I think it was $40,000 less than Gene Taylor. She won that suit. And a part of what Iowa had argued was that Gene Taylor was in charge of IT and that therefore justified him being paid more. Well, then looking into the IT department, there was $43,000 in losses. There had just been some poor management with finances, iPads being lost and nobody being held responsible for that, some things like that. So as far as the Iowa situation was concerned, here is what he said in regards to, do you have a comment on this report? He said, I wish I could. I've been asked by the University of Iowa and the Iowa Athletic Department to hold comments because lawyers are still talking. There will come a time that I will really enjoy getting the opportunity to expand on that particular subject, but right now I just can't. So that is not surprising either, because I think the bigger issue here, quite obviously, is on Iowa's half of this, Iowa's end, and he has to wait on that part of it. I'm sure after just seeing what's out there in the report that he would love to get his side of the story out there, but he has to be patient. I mean, what you have here, the allegations against Iowa and the suit that they lost, I mean, that is much more serious than just some potential missed oversight by Gene Taylor here. And it'd be interesting to know what he will say about it, because there was another person in the IT department that was that had resigned in the midst of all this, and how much of the responsibility was on him versus Gene Taylor. That will be something that I think we'll hear from him eventually, but right now he can't speak much to it. I continue to think this is not all that big of a deal, And the further and further it goes along, the further it gets away from it, I think it leaves being top of mind for people as well.
Yeah, I don't think it's huge. I think that, like you said, it's just frustrating for him that he is not able to get more on top of this story. But, you know, he's going to listen to the advice of his lawyers and other people around him as far as what is smart to say, as long as there are still some things that are being negotiated out. So nothing too surprising with it, but you know, not an ideal situation. It'll be one that he has to work through over the next few weeks or months.
Well, we'll hopefully get you Can't Be Serious before we're out of here at 5:50. Keep you updated on the weather. Plus, when we come back, oh boy, the two places that Tommy Tuberville compared Lubbock, Texas to, they're not great. If you missed it earlier, we'll give you that next.